Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
It's not just any Wednesday. It's December 7th, of course, Pearl Harbor Day, the 75th anniversary of a story out of Duanesburg where there's a referendum to give veterans property tax breaks.
Yeah, but in Duanesburg, school district voters, by a narrow margin yesterday, dealt a blow to that tax break for wartime veterans. Voters opposed offering the alternate veterans exemption, estimated to save eligible veterans between $120 and $400 by just 7 votes on a public advisory vote Tuesday evening. The final tally was 276 against, 269 for it. But the school board still plans to vote on a formal resolution that might adopt the exemption at next week's board meeting. And some veterans who argued the wording of the ballot question and informational material was biased against the exemption may still press the board to adopt the break.
So now, of course, we have the Pearl Harbor and the remembrance of Pearl Harbor, and each year fewer and fewer veterans and those that were alive during Pearl Harbor are alive themselves.
Yeah, you know, this is the 75th anniversary, and we thought it was important to check in with the veterans that still are with us, and as well as all the other people who lived through that day. So we got dozens and dozens of responses from readers who told us what it was like that day back in December of 1941. We're also republishing stories of the past from veterans who have died, and we have some video of people who lived through it. It's really startling and to listen to some of their stories. We talked to a lady from Schenectady, Mary Burroughs, who was 13 years old in Connecticut. She remembers going to the movies that Sunday afternoon. She paid her 25 cents. She found her usual seat. They started by all standing up to sing the Star Spangled Banner, and then the theater manager came in, told the whole group about the attack on Pearl Harbor. Talked to Marion Fazone of Schenectady. She was 13. Living on a farm in southern Albany County with her mother and brothers. They had no electricity, and she remembers the man who owned the farm had a radio, which he hooked up to the battery in his car so they could listen to other programs. That's how they heard, you know, Franklin Roosevelt give that important speech after the attack. We talked to Virginia McDermott of Schenectady, who was only 5 the day Pearl Harbor was attacked. She remembers sitting on the floor opening her birthday presents when the news of the attack came over the radio. She remembers the total silence, that no one was talking, and how upset her mother was because she had sons and brothers who eventually would go to the war. So this is a really important day for that generation as well as for succeeding generations. And they always like to tell these stories so that people do not forget.
Of course, WAMC will broadcast that speech in a Power of Words interview with Alan Chartok and the late Joe Persico, who also was alive when Pearl Harbor happened and became a best-selling author and historian. Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. To read more, just head to dailygazette.com. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, David.